Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Welcome, everybody. Sharon Lecter with the Play Big Movement podcast, and you have a real treat in store for you today because Greg Reed is not only a dear friend. I think, you know, if you were a little younger, I'd call you like a son to me. So I'm going to say you're like a little brother. How's that? All right.
I'll take it.
And I could read a bio for Greg, but I just wanted to say from my heart, he started off mentoring with young kids. So he was called the Millionaire Mentor. And then as I've shared my story with all of you, after I decided to leave Rich Dad and I got the call from the president, I got that call from the Napoleon Hill Foundation inviting me to step into a project with none other than Greg Reed. And so we met each other and together wrote 3 Feet from Gold. And it started a friendship that's now almost 10 years. It is 10 years because it was March of 08 when we first had our first conversation. So it has been 10 years. And he has gone on to just, what a career, multiple books, but now also creating movies and not only doing a lot of work to help alongside me, working with the foundation to reinvigorate the teachings of Napoleon Hill, but out there doing movies and just incredible things to help people find their passion. And if there's anybody that I know that has absolutely no obstacle to reaching out to somebody, to get to somebody, you think, I wouldn't be able to reach this person. He can do it. And he launched a program called Secret Knock. And gosh, has it been 4 years? Greg, how many years Secret Knock when you first started?
It's been 10 years. Same thing. Yeah, we started it right when we were doing 3 Feet from Gold. Yeah. It's amazing how that went from an organic idea to what it is today. Who would have thought?
So I shared my little, my intro related to my knowledge of you. Why don't you share a little bit more? Because there's all kinds of things that you've done. His resume is as long as mine and he's younger. So he's really been out there making a heyday.
Well, I'm proud to be Sharon's friend. So it works out great. We're all good. But it was really interesting. Just recently, you know, as you keep mentioning this movie, it was really neat. So one of the people that I had a chance to interview for the Think and Grow Rich series when I did Stickability was a guy named Frank Shankwitz, one of our mutual friends. He's the founder of a giant nonprofit called the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And at the end of the interview, I said, Frank, what did you ask for? You know, being the founder, what was your wish? And he said, no one asked me. I said, what? I go, okay, whatever you want, I want to be your genie. I want to grant the wish of the founder of Make-A-Wish. What do you want? And he said, I just want my story to be told so my grandkids know I did something cool. So he signed over his life rights, and it's taken 5 years, and we just completed, we're 45 days out from completion done, this movie called Wish Man, and it's now in music score, and it's been an unbelievable journey, but it reminded me of 3 Feet from Gold. It was almost the same story where, you know, people say yes, but they don't come through, and so many people quit before that miracle happens.
Yeah, total perseverance. And I've watched you all along the way, and you've just, your enthusiasm for the project never waned. And you were a true example of finding those right associations to get you where you needed to go. And I'm excited to see when the product, you know, when the movie, because it's now moving really a lot quicker, right? Ready to go?
Well, you know how it is. It's like a siphon. You know, you got to suck on that hose, and then once it goes, you can't stop it. That's where it is right now. It is mind-numbing how quick it's going. We just got the guy who did all the music score for the TV show Scorpions and Blue Blood and all this stuff, who's writing our themes now. So it's
pretty special. Oh, good. Congratulations. Yeah. I didn't know that. That's great. Yeah, and you've got some great grade A talent that are in the movie as well. So it's really exciting. I can't wait to see when it actually hits, because if anybody had the right to have their story told, is Frank. He's an incredible man and never taken a penny from the nonprofit he and his wife started, right?
Nothing. And I kind of want to segue now into the role of mentorship. And I know you didn't ask me any questions yet, but I do want to share this. For people not familiar with, you know, when we first got started and did, you know, 3 Feet from Gold together, it was really interesting. I remember when Sharon came on board because I could not write myself out of a paper bag. Okay, I got a D in English. True, I just got a PhD in literature, which is crazy because I'm the most unqualified author in history. But I remember I showed you the manuscript and it was like 70 pages. And you go,
72.
Like, yeah, you go like, that's cute, boy. Go away. And I came back to your house and it was like a real book. And it was spectacular how you took the essence of it and actually breathed life in it to make it the story that it is today. So
I said that's cute, boy. I said this is this is a good start.
But it was great. It really was great because I remember you said, and this is for people who've never done a book project before, she goes, you're writing about a story about people, but you're never speaking to the audience. She goes, you gotta write from a place when the audience reads it, they see themselves in the story. And by the time we were done with our help and Greg Tobin and whatnot, every person comes up and says, hey, I felt like you were writing that for me. And I think that's one of the greatest gifts that you bring to these projects is that people see themselves within the message of the story.
Well, that's a wonderful compliment. Thank you, Greg. I mean, it is, you know, sometimes you talk about working with someone who's strong where you're weak. Well, you know, if you meet Greg and then you meet me, you wouldn't think that we were much alike. But working together made it really, you know, 1 + 1 = 11, and it was a real pleasure. And you talk about brilliant from a standpoint of thinking of new ways to market, new things to get things out, new ways to spread the word. Greg, there's no barriers there. Greg's out there doing it, and he doesn't hold himself back. So I think perseverance and really just whatever it takes are both definite attributes to you. But one of the things I want to talk about today, Greg, because I think one of the things when I talk about the Play Big movement, being number one in your field, you know, living your legacy, creating maximum impact, kind of the first step is really recognizing, owning, and stepping into your own power. And you've really done that. And so, you know, when we first started working together, I know there was like, we needed to get you a little toned down your dressing a little bit. And you basically just said, this is who I am. And talk about standing in your own power, because you are such an individual, and that's a compliment. I mean, there's only one Greg Reed out there.
Yeah, it's a compliment today, but like she's saying, when we first got started, not so much. So it was so funny when we were writing the first Think and Grow Rich series. I remember we were in New York and we were speaking to the publishers, and Don Green, CEO of the Napoleon Hill Foundation, was going to take us to the top of like one of the, you know, buildings, the tour, whatever. And it goes to the front counter and says, we'll take 3 tickets, 2 adults and 1 hippie from California. And so you know, that was kind of how it was. And, you know, it was kind of the ribbon, but yeah, you step into your own greatness so much. So it's kind of interesting. I realize that it's not just, you know, me, but so many people don't give themselves the credit where the credit's due. You know, a lot of times they'll take the accountability and responsibility for their losses or failures, but they don't step into their greatness when they kick some tail and they did something good. So I still even own a domain. It's called ownthatshit.com. And the whole idea is like, you got to own it, right? Because the whole thing is that we've done so many amazing things, but it gets lost. And you said it one time to me, you said, you know, we could have 10 things going on in our lives. 8 of them are spectacular, 1 of them's wishy, and 1 of them's bad. But for some reason, we just focus on the bad thing and not the 8 fantastic things, or deal with the 1 wishy-washy. And so I think we need to step into our greatness and understand what's common sense to us is not common sense to someone else. And we can just give 1 word of counsel from our point of view that got us to where we want, that can really catapult their career or their happiness or their life. And it's up to us to pass it on.
And that is so true, because it is, you know, sometimes, and certainly the personal side of the story is that the whole launching of the Big Play Big movement was the fact that it was in December of 2012 when I lost my son, and Greg was with me, not in the same room, but he was the first phone call I made because I was supposed to be going on stage, and I get the phone call that my son had passed. And thank you.
I got you. Yeah, it was an interesting time. And, you know, it's one of those things we never recover from. And I, you know, it's kind of one of these things in personal development. Sometimes there's not a pep talk, and sometimes there's not a boom shakalaka. Sometimes it just takes a hug and a little bit of empathy to get us through some of our most challenging times. But understand this, that, you know, this too shall pass. It doesn't mean it goes away, but it softens up where we can talk about it. And maybe our words can inspire other people and do something to plant a seed that grows and, you know, bears fruit down the road.
And that's exactly what we're talking about here is, you know, all of us along in our life sometimes have things that stop us on our track. And we have to, and I love what you just said, you know, this too shall pass, but you don't ever forget it. You just find a way to keep going. And certainly for me, it was, I didn't like coasting. You know, I was kind of an autopilot. And so it's something that when you realize, okay, am I either going to retire or am I actually going to get on and do what I'm supposed to do? And that's right. What this is all about. We all have a gift. And as Greg said, we need to recognize our own excellence and step into that and create the future. Because I would venture to say, Greg, that what you had in your mind when we first started working together as to what you would be doing in the next 10 years has changed a little bit.
Absolutely. It's kind of interesting. One of the people that we interviewed when we did 3 Feet from Gold was Truett Cathy, founder of Chick-fil-A restaurants. And he said, the secret of success is to not overplan. He says that take massive action and capitalize on unexpected opportunity. He says, if you want to get to the end of the street, that's a great goal, but you have to get up and take action and move towards that goal. It's the action in the law of attraction that makes your dreams come true. He goes, a planner is going to plan every step or going to pause and take a break. He goes, the key is to look for opportunity. Did a kid leave a skateboard or a bicycle out to make your journey shorter? If you get lucky, you'll hitch a ride by someone driving by and hitch a ride to the end of the street. He goes, either way, I'll get to my goal. I'm just not so caught up in exactly how it has to happen. And I think that's one of the things that holds people back. They have to have that exclusive content, the omnipotent knowledge of how it's going to unfold. But the realities are, if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans.
That's right. And so many times, and that really hit home for me, because sometimes you sit there and you plan things out. And when you plan them out so much, it's like putting blinders on. You know, you forget to see opportunity. You don't recognize opportunities that are right there because you're so fixated on something that you've planned out. And goes along with my definition of the word expectations. Expectations can be the worst enemy of success because it makes you closes your mind to opportunities as well that are there for you Absolutely. To take off and go forward. So Greg, talk a little bit about, there's so many more books that you've written and the movie that's coming out, but talk a little bit about what's next, the next chapter for Greg, because you and I talked about things are changing a little bit and that you're doing different things, but share a little about Secret Knock and how people can find you.
Well, you know, we are a work in progress. And what was really powerful and passionate to me when we first got started in the personal development space is changing and adjusting. You know, I've gone through a lot of different things, having a a divorce with the most, by the way, I got the most amazing ex-wife in the world. Now you don't normally hear that, but I got the greatest ex-wife in the world and has given us an amazing son. And so being a dad is a big priority for me right now, spending time with my son and enjoying those years. And also I'm looking for a bigger opportunity so that I can have the resources to make a bigger impact and to do bigger projects. For example, this movie, just from a pure business standpoint, is I've been publishing 68 books in 45 languages. And let's say I've impacted 1 million people. And as fantastic as that is, I believe this one film will impact tens of millions of people. So by doing this one effort, I believe I'll have an exponential effect. And it's not Greg telling a story, it's telling great, amazing stories. And I believe that the world needs to hear some good stuff. There's so many, well, I don't have to explain. So the realities are, I just think it's the right time. So I would like to take some of the stories of these amazing people we've met along the journey and share it with the world in a, the big screen format.
And I love when you share, and you've shared this at Secret Knock and just in private conversations with individuals and masterminds that we've done together. The fact that people get amazed at the people that you can reach, that you can interview, and you talk about how you do it. So share a little bit about that, because we talk about the power of association. It was part of the personal success equation that we did together with 3 Feet from Gold. And people say, well, I just don't even know how to get through to those people. And you find a way. So share a little bit about that power of association.
Yeah, I have, first of all, a belief that the most successful people are the most available people. And it seems counterintuitive, but it's true. If you're brand new at something, you're happy-go-lucky, you're fresh, you're cool. If you're at the top of your field, you're happy-go-lucky, you got nothing to prove. When you're in the middle, you're pain in the neck. You're filled with ego. You're edging God out. You're finding your own voice. So I realize it's easier to get to the founder of RE/MAX Real Estate Corporation than the local owner of RE/MAX office down the street. And so I realized that anything I want in life, I just jump to the front of the line. In school, you got in trouble for it. Now, that's not what I do. I see who's the most successful human being doing what I want to do, and I reach out to them. And you'll be shocked how available they are. In fact, for Secret Knock, I mean, we've had everyone from the, you know, Tonino Lamborghini flew in from Italy to, you know, we did a private Skype with Edward Snowden hiding in Russia, all the way down to all these incredible minds. And I just booked yesterday one of our mutual friends, Vicente Fox, a former president of Mexico, is flying in for it, plus the founder of Holistic Medicine, all these amazing people. And I realized that, you know, if you can give them value, and Zig Ziglar said it best, to get what you want, you help others get what they want first. And the way that we do that is by building relationships. We don't always come out of the gate asking. We come from a giving spirit. And it's not to get, it's just from a giving spirit. And usually when you plant that seed, people remember. And the easiest way that you can, I don't know, build a relationship with these amazing people is to honor their mentorship by following through. I remember when I met you, I said, Sharon, I want to be a better writer. What's one thing I could do? And you told me, and I went and applied it and came back and said, hey, Sharon, here's what I did. I applied it. Now it looks a little bit better. What should I do next? Well, the chance of you giving me that next nugget is 100%, because no one does that. And by also showing and proving that you're honoring your mentors and people that you respect, it gives them kind of an open heart to help you back in return.
And that's one of the greatest benefits of what we've done together with 3 Feet from Gold. And now we have a new book coming out soon called Magic Key. And that is, you know, those people that you start interviewing, you can, when you derive benefit from what they say, they're actually your mentor. You're, you know, getting that advice. And the way you honor that is to employ it and to continue moving forward. And it was fun. It's been fun to work with Greg. He always makes things always good is one of his things. And he's always making sure everybody's happy and content. And he has a great event that has been highlighted in Forbes as one of the must attend events called Secret Knock. So share a little bit about Secret Knock.
So it started in the living room where people kept asking how could they meet the friends that we were meeting along the journey. And so in the living room, started with 12 people and prayed a few of them by, and then it grew and grew and grew and organically became the Forbes Inc. and Entrepreneurs, you know, recognized top event for business leaders, because instead of bringing in coaches and teachers and mentors like everyone else, we just bring in the actual person. So if you got an idea for, you know, a clothing line, we bring in the founder of UGG Boots. And if we have an invention, there's a guy who created the credit card, magnetic strip, and changed banking. And if you want to start a nonprofit, here's the founder of Make-A-Wish, all the way down the line. And by giving you direct access to these amazing people, oh my gosh, the stories and the businesses and the relationships that have been formed are, there's nothing like it. There's just nothing like it. And that's what we've done. And by you being such a great part, I mean, I don't know how many you've spoken at. I mean, people love it and they always come back for more. And I had a question. It's kind of interesting. This last one we just did a couple months ago, people asked me what happened to you. They go, Sharon's like a Hulk. She's on fire, right? You had such energy about you and different content. I don't know. You came from a different space. Was it that switch where you said you're playing big that things happened or what?
Yep, it was making that determination. You know, I think I actually had a little message from my son saying, get over it, Mom, get back out there. But it really is. It's a new dedication, determination to get out of that neutral zone, that autopilot that I've been in for several years, and to get out there again and really and understanding them. You know, my mentors, the folks that I'm working, a couple of guys I'm working with out of New York, said, Sharon, you need to be more vulnerable. And you know, I never wanted to share my son's story so that it would, you know, I never wanted to look like I was benefiting from sharing a cap, you know, and they said, no, it's just who you are. It's part of what you've been through. And so when I became comfortable in being able to be a little more vulnerable, to be a little more emotional, like I was just earlier right now in this conversation we had, I think it opened up the floodgates because it surprised me because they said, Sharon, you know, you're kind of intimidating. I'm going, me intimidating? And I said, yeah, you know, people see your success and they feel hesitant to come up to you. And it's like, I just was dumbfounded by that. I don't think I'm intimidating. But since I've been more open, like, and Secret Knock was really the one, I think the first event other than a woman's event in Vancouver where I actually have launched this conversation and the Play Big movement. And it's been amazing, Greg, the feedback that I've gotten from people. By just being more vulnerable, people are seem to be much more moved and excited about what I'm sharing. So, but thank you.
You, you know, people ask one question, you know, wherever we go from Sharon and I, they ask, you know, why you? Why are we, you know, why were we chosen? And all the, this is like the biggest question that asks. And, you know, I've been beating myself up over the head and I'm trying to figure this thing out because you can't go to Don and ask him because you look like a 16-year-old girl going, why do you like me? And so I thought about it and I think this is the answer. And you can confirm this or deny because we've never had this conversation before. But I believe that all the people, the big famous people that have gone to them to try to do a collaboration, it would have been all about them. It would have been about the celebrity star. And the way we approached it was all about Napoleon Hill. It was all about the legacy. It was all about the message and carrying it on. And then, I don't know, glorifying modern day leaders who followed in the footsteps. And then you and I just happened to be blessed to be on this journey. And we did it in that order. We never went around touting.
We were the storytellers, yeah.
Exactly. And I think that that's why it's worked out for a whole decade. I mean, that's a long stint on any business that you do, right? And I think that's what's kind of cool because it was always about, you know, the message, not about the messengers. And I always appreciate the way that you approach that. And, you know, it's been a really amazing journey. But do you think that that's one of the reasons why it's worked out this way?
Oh, I think so. And I think that, you know, the fact that we wanted to honor it. And I think for you, Charlie Tremendous Jones was definitely somebody that went to the foundation to start the ball rolling because he was your mentor and he wanted to open that door of opportunity for you. And so that's one of the, we talk about the difference between coaching and mentoring. A mentor is going to open doors of opportunity. And I think he actually made the introduction between you and Don. And and then Don and I knew each other because of Rich Dad and Napoleon Hill being at the thing. And so he, when he found out I'd left Rich Dad, he reached out to me. But I think he understood that the two of us were there to honor Napoleon Hill. Just as you said, we weren't there to, you know, to become the new Napoleon Hill. We were there to elevate the message of Napoleon Hill during an economic time that hadn't been repeated since the Depression. And so, and because we've honored that, we continue to work with them. And in fact, it's been 10 years. This is a 10, so I did Rich Dad for 10 years and now I, you know, from 3 Feet from Gold, it's been 10 years since you and I met. So it's kind of,
that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's 20 years there, Lecter. You've been around for a while. It's 10. Yeah. I'd say it's time to step into this space and own it a little. You paid your dues. We're going to let you in.
It's time to play big, Greg.
Yeah. I think it's time to step up your game a little. Yeah. Slacker. It, you know, this entire quest, you know, all these amazing people that we've met and also the amazing friends and associations and things that, you know, we've met along this way. What was one of your favorite ahas that you had? Like when we were doing these projects, you went like something that you learned that you didn't expect. Do you have one of those?
Well, I think, many, you know, from a standpoint of the people that we interviewed, the messages, I think one of the things that I loved was never make decisions in the valley. You know, I talk to people and I say, you know, when you have high emotion, you have low intelligence. And that's something that, you know, I am a firm believer in that. That's why I think you need to plan the divorce before you plan the marriage while you still like each other. But you know, when we're in high emotion, we do have low intelligence. But as part of that is never make decisions in a valley when you, because when you are so depressed and low and full of fear, you're paralyzed and you're not thinking straight. And I think was such a wonderful way to share that, that it was one of the most impactful messages we had.
That's fabulous. That's a great one. It's like, there's so many, I forget. And then you go, oh, that's a great one. Day. We should like slide each other's scoreboard across the table and go, what was your nugget? Because you could start doing my stories and I'll do yours. Cause we had different takeaways. It's amazing. This latest one with the magic key here. The guy you introduced is Fred. What's
Fred
his last
Wagonhalls, name? My buddy. He did the he invented the bunking Bronco and the Ski-Doo. Yep.
Yeah. So the great takeaway from that one was, and we're this new book we're working on. It's called Think and Grow Rich: The Magic Key. And we're interviewing people, find their magic key, you know, their secret sauce. And this Fred dude, he goes, I invented a jet ski, and he goes, I sold the patent for like $75,000, and everyone in the room was like, oh my gosh, that's a $1 billion brand. That must have killed you. He goes, whoa. He goes, no. He goes, that was the greatest deal I ever did. I go, what are you talking about? It's a $1 billion brand. You sold for $75,000. He goes, that was the greatest, sweetest $75,000 I ever made. He goes, I got my mortgage caught up, my back taxes, my employees. He goes, I slept for the first time for months in a row. He goes, it was so spectacular. It gave me a clear mind and vision, so much so that I came up with a little metal cars that we sold to NASCAR. And ended up licensing that for like $250 million. And he goes, sometimes as an entrepreneur, you need to do a deal in order to get you through it to do even a bigger deal. Mm-hmm. And that's carried with me so much so that it's mind-numbing.
Mm-hmm. Do a deal so you can get to the next bigger deal. Yeah. Absolutely. And he's done that. I mean, he's now in a whole new company that is growing very, very quickly. And it is, you know, and he's one that doesn't look back. You know, that we don't know failures or are learning opportunities, but don't let them hold you back. Don't let them define you, and know that, you know, you've made a decision. Now you need to look forward and take the next step. And so he's a real testament to that. And that is an incredible piece of wisdom. So Greg, how can somebody find you?
Well, go on the internet and Google the name, obviously. Go to a bookstore, pick up one of our books. But no, I just wanted to be here for you. I mean, that's you and I are friends for life.
Thank you. So we're actually going to also do another shorter interview with Greg. That's going to be in the private Facebook group, which is Play Big Movement with Sharon Lecter. We're going to talk a little bit about things, maybe his lowest point. And I think he's got a little bit to share there. And then, you know, his wisdom and habits. I want to talk about habits that he has that he can attribute his success to. So please make sure you join us in the Play Big Movement private Facebook group to hear the rest of Greg. And Greg, thank you so much. You're a dear, dear friend, a brother, a younger brother, just like a son. So thank you so much. I appreciate you being with us.
Anything, anytime. I'll see you all soon. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.